కమద కి మాత చిత్రడి
వెల్కమ్ టు భక్తి సంఘ జప కాన్ఫరెన్స్. సో టుడేస్ క్లాస్ విల్ బి గివెన్ బై హిస్ గ్రేస్ ఆది గదాధర దాస్ ప్రభుజీ ఆన్ ద టాపిక్ ఆఫ్ శ్రీ చైతన్య చరితామృత. చైతన్య చరితామృత అంత్యలీల చాప్టర్ 4 టెక్స్ట్ నెంబర్ 93 ఆన్వర్డ్స్. హరే కృష్ణ ప్రభుజీ, ధన్వత్ ప్రణామ్. Our Guru Sri Srila Prabhupada, our Guru Sri Guru Maharaj, thank you very much for giving your valuable time and association to us this morning and enlightening us on this topic. Thank you very much, Prabhuji. Please take hold the call now. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you so much, Komataki Mataji, for introducing me and for hosting this conference. I'm also very grateful to Priti Vilasik Mataji for giving this opportunity to serve all of you today. So today we will be discussing from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrit, Antya Leela, Chapter 4, entitled Sanatan Goswami Visits the Lord. And we will be reading from verse number 94. Is that right, Mataji? We'll start with verse number 93. Thank you, Prabhu. Let us chant our Mangalacharan prayers first.
Thank you, Prabhu.
Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. శ్రీ చైతన్య మనోభీష్టం స్థాపితం యేన భూతలే స్వయం రూప కదా మహ్యం దదాతి స్వపదాంతికం. వందేహం శ్రీ గురు శ్రీయుత పదకమలం శ్రీ గురున్ వైష్ణవాంశ్చ శ్రీ రూపం సాగ్రజాతాం సహగణ రఘునాథాన్వితం తం సజీవం సాద్వైతం సావదూతం పరిజనా సహితం కృష్ణ చైతన్య దేవం శ్రీ రాధా కృష్ణ పదాన్ సహగణ లలిత శ్రీ విశాఖాన్వితాంశ్చ. నమాం విష్ణు పాదాయ కృష్ణ ప్రేష్ఠాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామీనితి నామినే. నమస్తే సారస్వతే దేవే గౌరవాణీ ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్య దేశతారిణే వంచాకల్పతరూభ్యశ్చ కృపా సింధుభ్య ఏవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః. నమో మహావదన్యాయ కృష్ణ ప్రేమ ప్రదాయతే కృష్ణాయ కృష్ణ చైతన్య నామ్నే గౌరాతుసే నమః. పంచతత్వాత్మకం కృష్ణం భక్తరూప స్వరూపకం భక్తావతారం భక్తాఖ్యం నమామి భక్తశక్తికం. హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధో దీనబంధో జగత్పతే గోపేశ గోపికాకాంత రాధాకాంత నమోస్తుతే. జయతాం సురతో పంగోర్ మమ మంద మతేర్గతి మత్సర్వస్వ పదాంబోజౌ రాధా మదన మోహనౌ. దివ్యద్వృందారణ్యకల్పధూమాద శ్రీమద్రత్నాగర సింహాసనస్థౌ శ్రీమద్ రాధా శ్రీల గోవింద దేవౌ ప్రేష్ఠాలిభి సేవ్యమానౌ స్మరామి. శ్రీమాన్ రాస రసారంభీ వంశీవట తతస్థిత కర్షణ వేణు స్వనైర గోపిర్ గోపినాథాయ శ్రీయేస్తున. తప్త కాంచన గౌరాంగీ రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరి వృషభాను సుతే దేవే ప్రణమామి హరి ప్రియ. జయ శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసాది గౌర్ భక్త వృంద నామాచార్య శ్రీల హరిదాస్ ఠాకూర్ కీ జయ. హరే కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే, హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే, హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya 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 Thakur Haridas Namera Mahima Tumi Korila Prakash Jaya 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 Thakur Haridas Namera Mahima Tumi Korila Prakash Verse number 93, fourth chapter of Antalila Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. This is a very, very sweet chapter, one of my favorite chapters from Chaitanya Charitamrita, because it has a very wonderful story of two of my very favorite personalities, Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur and Shripad Sanatan Goswami. Verse number 93. Sanatana kohe hari dasa kari alingan tomara bhagya rasima nayaya kathan. Translation and purports. Yes, we have purports also. We have purport. Translation and purport by our most beloved founder Acharya, His Divine Grace, Abhay Charanaravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada. ISKCON founder Acharya, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. ISKCON Guru Varga ki jai. Anantakuti Vaishnavarinda ki jai. Translation. My dear Sanatan, Haridas Thakur said, embracing him, no one can find the limits of your good fortune. Hare Krishna. So I'll just give some context. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Yati Jana Chudamani. He is the crest jewel of all sannyasis. Nyasi Kula Nayaka. He is Nyasi Kula Nayaka. Nyasi means sannyasis. Kula means the full group of sannyasis. Nayaka. He is the hero. He is the leader of all sannyasis, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he is living in Nilachal Dham, Jagannath Puri. And Haridas Thakur is become old now. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is around 30 years old. Haridas Thakur was 35 years older than Chaitanya Mahaprabhu approximately. So if Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is 30 years old now, because Mahaprabhu took sannyas at the age of 24, then 2 years he traveled, then he went to Vrindavan after another 2 years. So he traveled. So maybe Mahaprabhu is around 30, 32 years old now. So if Mahaprabhu is 30 years old, Sanatan Goswami is 65 years old. So he is already a Varishtha Vaishnava. He is already a senior devotee, elderly devotee, 65 years old. And he came to Mahaprabhu and he wanted to stay with Mahaprabhu. So Mahaprabhu told Kashi Mishra and the other leaders that we should provide a place for Haridas Thakur to live. And Siddha Bakul was given to Haridas Thakur. Because Mahaprabhu had set two criteria. But whatever place of residence we give Haridas Thakur, it should fulfill two criteria. Number one, it should be a secluded place so Haridas Thakur can perform his bhajan. Because in the past, he has been troubled a lot by people wherever he has gone. Whether it was Saptagram or whether it was Benapol. Everywhere he was ill-treated, kulia. So therefore, Mahaprabhu said he should be given a secluded place where nobody disturbs him, nobody troubles him. And Mahaprabhu said it should not be too far from me and it should not be too far from the Jagannath temple. Haridas Thakur is too humble. He will never enter the Jagannath temple. But at least he should be able to take darshan of the chakra on top of Jagannath temple. So give him a suitable place like that. And then a nice place was arranged and Haridas Thakur is staying there. Some years passed by, and now Sanatan Goswami, who had met Mahaprabhu in Prayag and received instructions from him, and then he had proceeded on to Vrindavan Dham to fulfill the mission that Mahaprabhu had given him. Krishna Prema Krishna Bhakti Seva Pravartan Lupta Tirtha Udhara Vairagya Shikshan, to excavate the lost holy places of pilgrimage in Vrindavan, to write books about Krishna consciousness, to establish the standard of etiquette for devotees, to show how a renounced person should live, and fifth, to demonstrate how deity worship should be carried on, seva pravartan, how Shri Vigraha seva should be conducted. With these mission statements, with these purposes, Shripad Sanatan Goswami and Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada, they went to Sri Vrindavan Dham and they established the mission of Mahaprabhu there in Vrindavan. Now some years passed by and our Sanatan Goswami was feeling separation after some time. He was feeling separation from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That is the nature of a devotee. A devotee always wants to be with the Lord. So Sanatan Goswami came. Rupa Goswami also came some time ago. So Sanatan Goswami comes and now he is living with Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur gave shelter to Sanatan Goswami. And every day Mahaprabhu comes and Mahaprabhu brings the Upalabhog offering, the breakfast prasad for Haridas Thakur and Sanatan Goswami. He sits down and for some time he discusses Krishna Katha with them. So today also Mahaprabhu has come and a very wonderful conversation took place between Sanatan Goswami, Haridas Thakur and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You have already heard it from other exalted speakers, how Sanatan Goswami was contemplating suicide, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chastised him and said, Diksha kale bhakta kare atma samarpan, tei kale prabhu krishna kare tare atma sam. At a time of initiation, a devotee, a disciple, he does atma samarpan. He surrenders his life and everything to Guru and Krishna. And at that time, Krishna, seeing this devotion of the disciple, he makes the disciple atma sam. He makes the disciple spiritual, as good as himself. And then the body of the disciple no longer belongs to the disciple. Our bodies don't belong to us anymore. They belong to Sri Guru. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, your body belongs to me. How can you think of destroying it by committing suicide? This is nonsense. I have so much to establish through this body of yours. Because my mother has told me to live in Jagannath Puri, I cannot leave Jagannath Puri. But I have so much work to do. And I will do that through you and your brother. Go to Vrindavan. Write books. Establish temples. Excavate the lost holy place. Establish Vaishnava etiquettes. And teach what are the duties of a person in the renounced order of life. All this I want to teach through you. And you want to destroy your body? Why should I not get angry at you? Haridas Thakur immediately takes up for Sanatan Goswami. He says, Mahaprabhu, you are the supreme personality of Godhead. How are we to understand what your plan is unless you tell? Now that you have told, Sanatan will not commit suicide. Don't worry, but don't scold him. And something like that. And then Mahaprabhu embraces both of them and he leaves. So now Mahaprabhu has glorified Sanatan Goswami. That Sanatan Goswami, I cannot go to Vrindavan. Therefore, I'm sending you and Rupa Goswami there. And such important critical tasks I want to accomplish through you. You are very special to me. You are going to carry forward my mission. And then Mahaprabhu leaves after embracing Haridas Thakur and Sanatan Goswami. Now at Siddhavakul, Haridas Thakur and Sanatan Goswami are all alone. Mahaprabhu has left with all his associates. And then Haridas Thakur tells Sanatan Goswami this verse. My dear Sanatan, no one can find the limits of your good fortune. And Haridas Thakur embraces Sanatan Goswami. Then he continues saying, Haridas Thakur is speaking to Sanatan Goswami. Tomar deha kahe prabhu mora nijadhan, tomasama bhagyavana nahi kona jan. Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has accepted your body as his own property. Tomar deha kahe prabhu mora nijadhan. Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said to you, my dear Sanatan, that your body belongs to Mahaprabhu. It is his body, it is his property. Tomasama bhagyavana nahi kona jan. Who can be more fortunate than you, Sanatana? Mahaprabhu has accepted you as his personal property. You are the most fortunate. Nobody can be more fortunate than you, Sanatana Goswami. Nija dehe ye karya napari be karite, se karya karai be toma seha mathurate. What Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu cannot do with his own personal body, he wants to do through you. And he wants to do it in Mathura, Vrindavan, in the most holy place. That was verse number 95. Verse number 96. Whatever the... Ye karaite chahe Ishwar se siddhaya, tomara saubhagya ehi kahilu nischaya. Whatever the Supreme Personality of Godhead wants to do, whatever the Supreme Personality of Godhead wants us to do, will successfully be accomplished. This is your great fortune. That is my mature opinion. Whatever Mahaprabhu wants to do will happen. It will happen, Haridas Thakur is saying. And therefore, this is your very good fortune, saubhagya, that Mahaprabhu is using you as his instrument. Nimittamatra bhava savyasachin. He tells Krishna also, Krishna tells Arjuna also in Bhagavad Gita, I have already killed Karna, I have already killed Duryodhan, I have already killed all these warriors. You simply become my instrument and take the credit, my dear Arjuna. Nimittamatra bhava savyasachin. Just become my instrument. Bhakti Siddhanta Shastra Achara Nirnaya Toma Dware Karibena Bhujilu Ashay. Translation. Haridas Thakur is saying, I can understand from the words of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that he wants you to write books about the conclusive decision of devotional service and about the regulative principles ascertained from the revealed scriptures. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted Sanatana Goswami to write books. What books? Hari Bhakti Vilas, where it is like the instruction manual for all devotees. How to chant japa, how to do deity worship, how to observe Ekadashi, how initiation ceremony should be conducted. All these things, how to observe Janmashtami, how to observe all these festivals. All this is given in Hari Bhakti Vilas by Srila Sanatana Goswami. And it is completely based on the Vedic literatures. Like Pancharatri, Narad Pancharatra, it is based on the different Puranas, on the Vedas. Sanatana Goswami has just quoted from different scriptures, compiled the instructions of scriptures and given us conclusively what we should do. Then Sanatana Goswami wrote Brihad Bhagavatamrit, which Priti Vilasini Mataji is so nicely teaching every week. This Brihad Bhagavatamrit is such an essential scripture for all of us Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Such beautiful pastimes interwoven with such clear philosophical conclusions we get from Sanatana Goswami's Brihad Bhagavatamrit. And Gopi Pranadhan Prabhu has very mercifully translated it so nicely in English language for all of us. So Brihad Bhagavatamrit, Hari Bhakti Vilas, also Brihad Vaishnav Toshani commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam, Sanatana Goswami wrote. So many literature Sanatana Goswami wrote. Without any printing paper, without any ball pen, just taking leaves from the trees and taking some minerals and making ink from those minerals and using some bird feathers. Peacock has just shed some feathers. You take a feather and you write with that ink on those leaves and preserve the leaves all these great literatures, Brihad Bhagavatamrita, Hari Bhakti Vilas, Brihad Vaishnava Toshani commentary, they have written on leaves. Can you imagine? We take paper for granted. Sometimes we even waste paper. But paper is very, very precious. When Jiva Goswami was invited by Akbar to Agra, because there was a philosophical debate, is the river Ganga more spiritually potent or is the river Yamuna more spiritually potent? And Jiva Goswami went there and he, quoting from Skanda Purana and other scriptures, he, other Puranas, he quoted and he proved that Yamuna is much more spiritually potent than Ganga. Because Ganga is the Charanamrut of Krishna, but Yamuna is that river, that water, where Krishna, Radharani, and all the gopis, they bathe. They have their water sports like that. So he proved. And Akbar was so happy with Jiva Goswami that he asked Jiva Goswami, ask me for any benediction. Ask me for any gift I will give you. Any reward I will give you. Jiva Goswami said, give me paper. Hare Krishna. Because that time paper was just invented. And he told Akbar that if you want to give me something, give me paper so I can write books. And Akbar was happy to give paper to Jiva Goswami. And Jiva Goswami used that to write so many books. He wrote the Laghu Vaishnava Toshani. He wrote Gopal Champu and so many other books. Shat Sandarbhas. It's voluminous. More than 500,000 original Sanskrit verses Srila Jiva Goswami wrote. He was such a scholar. So this is the seva that Mahaprabhu had given them to the Goswamis. Haridas Thakur is saying. Verse number 98. Amara ei deha prabhur karye na lagila Bharat bhumi janmi ei deha vyartha haila. See, my dear friends, this is the nature of a devotee. A devotee always sees the good fortune of other devotees. We should always see the good fortune of other devotees. And in us, we should see that we should see the reality that I am really not utilizing all the resources and talents and time that Krishna has given me. In that humble mood, Sunicha Bhav. Nicha Bhav means humble mood. Sunicha Bhav. Trinadapi Sunichena. Sunicha Bhav means very, very niche bhav, very, very humble bhav. In this very, very humble spirit, Srila Haridas Thakur is telling Srila Sanatan Goswami. Amara ei deha prabhur karye na lagila Bharat bhumi janmai deha vyartha gaila. My body could not be used in the service of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Haridas Thakur is saying, O Sanatan Goswami, Mahaprabhu wants to do so much through your body. He wants to send you to Mathura Vrindavan and write books through you. These books will be the law books for Gaudiya Vaishnavas, for the future generations to come. On the other hand, my body is useless. My body could not be used in the service of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, although this body has taken birth in the land of India, this body has been useless. Haridas Thakur is saying, my body is useless. You are doing so much service for Mahaprabhu, but look at me. I am not able to do any service for Mahaprabhu. Bharat bhumi janmai deha vyartha gaila. Purport. For a further explanation of the importance of Bharat bhumi, one may refer to Adi Lila 9.41 and also Srimad Bhagavatam 5.19 to 27. Fifth canto, chapter 19, verses 19 to 27. The special feature of a birth in India is that a person born in India becomes automatically God-conscious. In every part of India, and especially in the holy places of pilgrimage, even an ordinary uneducated man is inclined towards Krishna consciousness. And as soon as he sees a Krishna conscious person, he offers obeisances. India has many sacred rivers such as the Ganga, Yamuna, Narmada, Kaveri, and Krishna River. And simply by bathing in these rivers, people are liberated and become Krishna conscious. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore says, Bharat Bhumite Haila Manushya Janmaya Janma Sarthak Karikara Para Upakar. One who has taken birth in the land of Bharat Bhumi, India, should take full advantage of his birth. He should become completely well-versed in the knowledge of the Vedas and spiritual culture, and should distribute the experience of Krishna consciousness all over the world. Srila Prabhupada is pointing out that it is a very good fortune for someone to take birth in India and get exposed to Krishna consciousness naturally. Like the Christians in America or in the Western world, they are naturally exposed to the teachings of Lord Jesus Christ. The Jews in Israel, they are naturally exposed to the teachings of Judaism, Moses, from their childhood. And children born in Muslim countries, for example, the Middle Eastern countries, Iran, Iraq, Afghanistan, Pakistan, they are naturally exposed to the teachings of Prophet Muhammad from their childhood. Similarly, someone born in India, because majority of the population in India even today is Hindu, there is definitely some exposure to Krishna consciousness. Like growing up, all of us, those of us who grew up in India, we grew up watching, there was only one TV channel, Doordarshan. And every Sunday there used to be Ramayana. And we used to happily watch that growing up. Then Mahabharata started. And growing up, we watched all those pastimes and we were familiar with the story of Rama and the story of Mahabharata, the essential teachings of these scriptures. And this is a very good, very big advantage in Kali Yuga. Then we have so many rivers where we go, we bow down, we do achaman, we take a bath, we visit temples. Our parents will just naturally take us to Tirupati and take darshan of Lord Venkateshwar. They will just naturally take us to Pandharpur and take darshan of Pandharinath and Vitthal Rukmini. Parents will just naturally take us on Janmashtami to a temple of Krishna. So somebody living in South India will go to Ranganath temple to take darshan of Lord Ranganath. Somebody will go to Badrinath. Somebody will go to Jagannath Puri. So all these things we have done naturally as children. And Srila Prabhupada is saying, this is a good fortune for us. Because now we can take up Krishna consciousness very seriously. Understand the value of Krishna consciousness. Practice it in our life and share it with others. Sharing it with others, that is most important. Why? In the next verse, Prabhupada says, people all over the world are madly engaging in sense gratification. And in this way, they are spoiling their human lives with the risk that in the next life, they may become animals or even less. Just yesterday, I was doing procedures in the clinic and I saw one man. He was around 65 years old. He was obese and he had a lot of skin tags. There were skin tags around his neck. There were skin tags in his armpits, numerous. And he had seen me a few weeks ago. And I had done his left armpit. And yesterday I was doing his right armpit. he still has to come one more time for the neck. So I was removing those skin tags. And whenever I do procedures, I always play some kirtan. So I had put on kirtan of Govind Prabhu. Govind Prabhu is one of the brahmacharis, Shishiradha Gopinath temple. I have some very nice kirtans of Govind Prabhu in my phone. So I put on that kirtan and I was doing, I tell them this is nice yoga meditation music. So it will help you relax. It will reduce your blood pressure. It will calm you down. So you just relax and listen to the music and just go to sleep if you have to while I'm working on you. So I put on the music and I was working on his right armpit, removing all those. He had some more than a dozen skin tags. So as I was working, he told me, Dr. Deshmukh, I want to look good in bed. Now I am thinking of Govind Prabhu, his exemplary life of service and devotion, and I'm hearing the holy name and I'm blissful, and suddenly my patient says, Doc, I want to look good in bed. I said, oh, okay. He said, Doc, I am very attracted to attractive ladies. And started talking. And then he said, Doc, is it true that I should not be taking Viagra? I said, yeah, you should not be taking because you have heart failure and you're on these medicines which can interact with Viagra. Your blood pressure can drop and you may have some serious side effects, so you should not. He said, yeah, my primary care physician has been telling me not to take. But what to do, Doc? My girlfriend is 20 years younger than me. So this man was around 65. So I heard him and he spoke some other things also, which I don't want to speak. But this is exactly what Srila Prabhupada is saying. People all over the world are madly engaging in sense gratification. And in this way, spoiling their human lives with the risk that in the next life, they may become animals or less. So I don't know what happened to me. But I asked him what. He said, I feel very attracted to good women, good looking women, this, that. He described some features. And then he said, I am also very attracted to intelligent women. So I told him that an intelligent woman will not have sex without regulation. So he was shocked. He said, what? What did you say? I said, an intelligent woman will not have sex without regulation. He said, what do you mean? I told him, sex is not the highest pleasure in this world. I told him, you are risking your life taking Viagra for 5-10 minutes of pleasure. I said, but this is not real pleasure. This is not the highest pleasure that God has to offer you. He said, what is the highest pleasure then? I have always thought that life is worth living only as long as you can enjoy sex, because this is the greatest sense gratification available in this world. And if one cannot have sex, then one is invalid. What is the point in living? What is there to enjoy? Just watch TV? Just watch sports? But ultimately, all that is meant to make you enjoy with your partner. I said, no, that is not the highest enjoyment. There is more to life than that. Then he started asking me personal questions. And when I told him the answer, he was shocked. He said, what? How old are you? I said, I'm 40. And I told him, I have been practicing this for many years now. He said, what? You're wasting your life, Doc. What do you do then? What is the enjoyment you have? I told him the highest enjoyment in life is to call on the names of God. and to love God and to serve God and serve God's children. Calling out the names of God. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I didn't mention the Maha Mantra, but I said calling out the names of God. And to love God, to pray to God, to serve God, to surrender to God, to do what God wants us to do. And to spread the message of God to others. And to pray with others. To call out the names of God with others. This is real happiness. And this happiness is much better than the happiness of sexual intercourse, I told him, looking straight into his eyes. Then he told me, is your wife all right with this? I said, yes, I'm very fortunate. She also shares the same ideals as me. Then he asked me, how many years have you been like this? Then I told him. Then he said, but don't you feel that you're missing something in life? I said, yes, I'm missing wasting my time. I'm missing becoming frustrated. I'm missing becoming insecure. I told him, sir, you tell me, is this sustainable enjoyment? You are 65 years old. And you are somehow taking Viagra to maintain your relationship with your girlfriend, always feeling insecure that she may leave you if you are not able to perform to her satisfaction. And you are risking your life by taking Viagra. So you tell me, is this sustainable sense gratification? How long can you take this pill? Until you drop dead one day? And I told him a few examples of patients I had seen. One is a very famous case that happened in Atlanta when someone just dropped dead. And I told him that case. And I told him so many people do this. I said, this is, you think about it. He said, but I always thought this is the greatest pleasure in life. I said, if this was the greatest pleasure, then look at Lord Jesus Christ. He was lifelong celibate. If sensual enjoyment was the greatest pleasure that God is offering to us in this world, then why would Lord Jesus Christ remain celibate? He said, you're right, doc. Yes, he was celibate. I said, yes. Because the greatest pleasure is not sex. I said, look at the apostles of Lord Jesus Christ. Most of them were also celibate. And there are Benedictine monks in Christianity who are lifelong celibates. And I told him, even in our tradition, celibacy is practiced as an integral part of spirituality. Because sense gratification takes us away from the real understanding of who we are and what we are supposed to do. We are spiritual beings. And we are supposed to serve God. We are not this body and we are not supposed to just enjoy our senses till we drop dead. He said, Doc, I have never received such education in my life. He said, I have been going to the church, I have been doing this, that, but I have never got such education. He said, I am going to practice this. I am going to practice this. And when I come in a few weeks to remove the skin tags around my neck, I will give you an update. But Doc, thank you. All glories to God. All glories to Jesus Christ. He said, I said, yes, all glories to God. All glories to Jesus Christ. Just praise the Lord. Read the prayers from the Bible. Read your favorite prayers to God. Think of God. Pray to God. And you'll experience real happiness. Not 5 minutes, 10 minutes of happiness. Real sustained happiness and sustainable happiness. That happiness which is not dependent on pills. that happiness which is not dependent on another person agreeing to enjoy with you. You can be sitting alone in your room and you can feel very happy, very contented. You don't have to depend on these external things to feel happy. That happiness is within. I told him, take the journey within. Next time, maybe I will give him the journey within. Hare Krishna. But it was an amazing experience with this gentleman. And then I was sitting outside doing my charting, and then the nurse was walking him out to the door after he was bandaged and everything. And he waved to me and said, Doc, thank you again. I'm going to practice what you told me. Hare Krishna. So this is what Srila Prabhupada is saying. People all over the world are madly engaging in sense gratification in the next, and in this way spoiling their human lives with the risk that in the next life they may become animals or less. Why Prabhupada is saying animals or less? Because if you are naked all the time, like Nalakuber and Manigreve, will you become animals or will you become less than animals? Will become trees and plants and stand like this naked for 40, 50, 100, 200 years. You see? So either we dance in Kirtan like this and go to the spiritual world, or we remain naked and then be born as trees like this. Human society should be saved from such a risky civilization and the danger of animalism by awakening to God consciousness, Krishna consciousness. The Krishna consciousness movement has been started for this purpose. I'm repeating, my dear friends, this is Prabhupada speaking to all of us. Please open your hearts. Human society should be saved from such a risky civilization and the danger of animalism by awakening to God consciousness, Krishna consciousness. The Krishna consciousness movement has been started for this purpose. Therefore, unbiased men of the highest echelon should study the principles of the Krishna consciousness movement and fully cooperate with this movement to save human society. Hare Krishna. I was listening to one lecture of my spiritual master, Srila Radhanath Swami Maharaj. And he told a very wonderful story about Srila Prabhupada. He was saying, in the 1960s, late 1960s, when Srila Prabhupada was preaching in 22nd Avenue in Manhattan, New York, one of his earliest disciples was Hayagriv Prabhu. At that time in the 1960s, the counterculture movement, the hippie movement, was very prominent in America. And people were rejecting traditional spirituality of the American society, which was Christianity. They were rejecting traditional Christianity. They were rejecting the education system. They were rejecting the government. They were rejecting their elders. They were rejecting social norms. They were rejecting the institution of marriage. And they were practically living like animals, as hippies. Free sex, free drugs, free intoxication. Just do what you want. Peace and love, peace and love. Let there be peace. No Vietnam War. Peace and just love. Love means what? Lust. Not real love. Real love is prem. It is like gold and lust is like iron. Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate. Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratu Senama. Real Prem is Krishna Prem. Love is Krishna Prem. But they were mistaking lust for love. We say love at first sight. How can there be love at first sight, you tell me, between a boy and a girl? They find each other attractive and they call it love at first sight. This is such a lie. It is not love. It is lust at first sight. It is physical attraction at first sight. As simple as that. So this counterculture movement was very prominent. And having rejected everything of this society, the hippies, they took to music, hip-hop music. as human beings, we always have to take shelter of something or somebody. We cannot be independent. So you may reject society, you may reject religion, you may reject the churches, you may reject the education system, but ultimately you will follow something or somebody. So they were following the poets like Allen Ginsberg, and they were following the pop music like Beatles. In the 1960s, mid-1960s and late 1960s, there was a music band in New York called the Fugs. F-U-G-S. Fugs. The Fugs in the 1960s. And they were very popular in America. And after I heard this lecture from Srila Radhana Swami Maharaj, I actually Googled the Fugs. I was curious. They were a very prominent and popular band within the underground, within the counterculture movement of America. And all their songs were about sex and drugs. The Fugs. The name of the band itself is suggestive, without going into any details. But all their songs were about breaking the regulative principles, my dear friends. And there were many, many cuss words, vulgar language in their songs, the lyrics. And they were very popular among the youth. So Hayagriva Prabhu invited them to meet Srila Prabhupada. And the Fugs, they came to meet Srila Prabhupada. And Srila Prabhupada welcomed them, told them to sit. And Hayagriva Prabhu and other devotees, they were all standing and watching. And Srila Prabhupada started talking to them. Prabhupada was very friendly. He asked them what they did, and, oh, you write songs, you compose music, you're music artists. Okay, very good. Prabhupada said, yes, you can glorify God through your songs. You can write songs about Krishna. You can glorify God about songs. And Prabhupada was encouraging them, appreciating them, talking to them about Krishna, how wonderful Krishna is. And Hayagriva Prabhu and all the devotees, they were very happy. But Hayagriva Prabhu writes, he was praying that Srila Prabhupada should not talk to them in the first meeting about the four regulative principles. Because he knew if Prabhupada mentions the four regulative principles, no meat eating, no intoxication, no gambling, and no illicit sex, the Fugs will be completely, they will not be able to accept it. They will completely reject Srila Prabhupada and they will go away. Because for them, these things were very important. Drugs, sex, these are very important things to them. So Hayagriva Prabhu, he didn't say anything, but in his mind, he was praying, in his heart, he was praying, oh Prabhupada, please don't mention the four regs. Please don't talk about the four regs. And Prabhupada was telling them, you should glorify God through your songs. You can attain perfection through singing. And the Fugs were loving it. Wow, such a nice philosophy. And then Prabhupada said, but you must follow the four regulative principles. No meat eating, no intoxication, no illicit sex, and no gambling. In order to do anything meaningful, first you must follow these four regulative principles. And suddenly the Fugs looked down. They looked at each other and they got up and left. Never came back to Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna. But Srila Radhana Swami Maharaj was saying, Prabhupada, being a pure devotee, knew exactly what to speak where. Prabhupada knew they will go away if he talks about the four regulative principles. But still, Srila Prabhupada spoke. And Srila Radhanath Maharaj said, Prabhupada was not speaking just to the Fugs. Prabhupada was speaking to his disciples also. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada was speaking mainly to his disciples. And therefore, Srila Prabhupada spoke what he spoke. And this is Prabhupada's mood. Human society should be saved from this risky civilization and the dangers of animalism. What is so great about sex? Even the animals are having it. Everywhere we are seeing. But this is not what human life is meant for. Verse number 99. This is a very beautiful verse. Sanatana kohe toma samake baan Mahaprabhu Mahaprabhur gane tumi Mahabhagyavan Sanatana kohe toma sama keva acheyan Mahaprabhur gana tumi Mahabhagyavan. So Sanatana Goswami replied, so Haridas Thakur is glorifying Sanatana Goswami. Your life is glorious. Mahaprabhu has accepted you as his own. He is accomplishing so many important services through you. I, on the other hand, I am very fallen. This is the nature of a devotee. A devotee always sees himself or herself as very low, and others are very exalted. They are high up there and I am down. Now Sanatana Goswami, he is also another gem of a devotee. He speaks. Srila Sanatana Goswami replied, O Haridas Thakur, who is equal to you? You are one of the associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhur gana tumi. You are one of the associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, Mahabhagyavan, you are most fortunate person, Haridas Thakur. Verse 100. Avatara karya prabhur nama prachare sei nija karya prabhu kare tomar dware. The mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, for which he has descended as an incarnation, is to spread the importance of chanting the holy names of the Lord. Now, instead of personally doing so, he is spreading it through you. Sanatana Goswami is telling Haridas Thakur, Mahaprabhu's avatar is to preach the Yuga Dharma, which is Kali Kale Nama Rupe Krishna avatar, to teach them about Krishna, who has appeared as Krishna Nam in Kali Yuga. And this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is doing it through you, my dear Haridas Thakur. Pratyaha Karatina Lakshanam Sankirtan Sabara Age Karan Namir Mahima Kathan. Sanatana Goswami continues, my dear sir, Srila Haridas Thakur, you are chanting the holy name 300,000 times daily and informing everyone of the importance of such chanting. Tina Laksha Sankirtan, Nama Sankirtan. 3 lakhs. So he is not only chanting 3 lakh names, which is at least 175 rounds every day, but Haridas Thakur is teaching others about the importance of Harinam. That is the greatness. This, my dear friends, verse number 102 should be memorized by all of us. It is a very, very important verse that Srila Sanatana Goswami spoke in glorification of Haridas Thakur. Apane achare keha nakare prachar Prachara kare na keha na kare achar. Sanatana Goswami says, apane achare keha. Some devotees, they have very good acharan. They have sadachar. They behave very nicely. Their sadhana is very good. Na kare prachar. But they don't preach. And prachara kare na keha. And some of the devotees, they are very enthusiastic to preach. They are preaching. But Nakare achar, but they are not following what they are preaching. They are not following what they are preaching. So this is not good. Some are behaving nicely and having good sadhana, but they are not preaching. And some are preaching, but don't have good sadhana, don't have sadachar. They don't follow Vaishnava etiquettes. Apane achare keha nakare prachar, prachara kare na keha nakare achar, achara prachara namer kara dui karya. Tumi sarva guru tumi jagatera arya. Sanatana Goswami says, but what about you, Haridas Thakur? Let me tell you what you are doing. Achara prachara namer kara dui karya. You are doing achar and you are doing prachar also. You have good sadhana and you have good preaching. You are doing so much outreach. Achara prachara namer kara dui karya. Therefore, tumi sarva guru tumi jagatera arya. सनातन गोस्वामी इज गिविंग अ सर्टिफिकेट टू श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर, तुम्ही जगत गुरु, तुम्ही सर्व गुरु, यू आर एव्हरी वन्स स्पिरिच्युअल मास्टर. अँड महाप्रभू हॅज टोल्ड यू आर नाम आचार्य. आचार्य मीन्स स्पिरिच्युअल मास्टर. सो यू आर, तुम्ही सर्व गुरु, यू आर एव्हरीबडीज गुरु, यू आर नामाचार्य अँड जगेतर आर्य. हरिदास ठाकूर, यू आर द मोस्ट ऍडव्हान्स डिवोटी. सनातन गोस्वामी सेज, आचार प्रचार नामेर कर दुई कार्य, तुम्ही सर्व गुरु, तुम्ही जगतेर आर्य. यू सायमल्टेनियसली परफॉर्म बोथ ड्युटीज इन रिलेशनशिप टू द होली नेम बाय युअर पर्सनल बिहेवियर अँड ऑल्सो बाय युअर प्रीचिंग. देअरफोर यू आर द स्पिरिच्युअल मास्टर ऑफ द एंटायर वर्ल्ड, फॉर यू आर द मोस्ट ऍडव्हान्स्ड डिवोटी इन द वर्ल्ड. हरे कृष्ण. लवंगम मंजरी सेइंग दिस, सनातन गोस्वामी सेइंग दिस. Purport. Sanatan Goswami clearly defines herein the bona fide spiritual master of the world, who is Jagat Guru. The qualifications expressed in this connection are that one must act according to the scriptural injunctions and at the same time preach. One who does so is a bona fide spiritual master. Haridas Thakur was the ideal spiritual master because he regularly chanted on his beads a prescribed number of times. Indeed, he was chanting the holy name of the Lord 300,000 times a day. Similarly, the members of the Krishna consciousness movement chant a minimum of 16 rounds a day, which can be done without difficulty. And at the same time, they must preach the cult of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu according to the gospel of Bhagavad Gita as it is. One who does so is quite fit to become a spiritual master for the entire world. Hare Krishna. What is the qualification? One must chant minimum 16 rounds of Hare Krishna Mahamantra every day. And one must preach the message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu according to Bhagavad Gita as it is. So every devotee must have Bhagavad Gita as it is and read it and understand it. And one must preach. Srila Prabhupada is instructing all of us to preach in this verse. Therefore, nobody should think, oh, should I preach or not? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Chaitanya Charitamrit, at the beginning of his South India Yatra, when he meets the Kurma Brahman, he tells, instructs, Yare dekha tare kaha Krishna upadesh, amara gya guru haya tara ehi desh. Whoever you meet, you instruct them about Krishna. In this way, on my command, you become a spiritual master of your area. Jare dekho tare kaho Krishna upadesh, amara gnayak guru hai tara ehi desh. And in this way, deliver your area, deliver your country, deliver your city by preaching about Krishna. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is a supreme personality of Godhead, he is non-different from Radha Krishna. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna nahi anya. He is ordering us to preach. And Kaviraj Goswami says, this instruction Chaitanya Mahaprabhu repeated wherever he went in South India Yatra. Not just Kurma Brahman. He repeated this instruction wherever he went. And that's how the movement grew. Srila Prabhupada is ordering us to preach. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, heart was in preaching. Brihad Mridanga. Spreading the message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. How much Saraswati Thakur traveled and preached. How much Srila Prabhupada traveled and preached. And how much the disciples of Srila Prabhupada are traveling and preaching. By understanding this, we should all feel empowered to preach. And we must preach. All of us. Verse number 104. Last verse for today. Ei mata dui jana nana katha range, Krishna katha aswadaya rahi eka sange. In this way, the two of them, Haridas Thakur and Sanatan Goswami, passed their time discussing subjects concerning Krishna. Thus, they enjoyed life together. Machitta maggata prana bodhayanta parasparam kathayantascha mam nityam tuschanti cha ramanti cha. This is the nature of a devotee. When devotees come together, they talk about Krishna. And in this way, they spend their time happily together, talking about Krishna, reminding each other of Krishna. But this principle is very important, my dear friends, that we must practice what we are preaching. So we must preach, but we must practice also what we are preaching. Very important, because we don't want to be hypocrites. We must practice. We must practice the Vaishnava etiquettes that have been taught to us. We must not criticize. We must not commit Nama Aparadha. We must not commit Vaishnava Aparadha, Guru Aparadha. We must chant at least 16 rounds every day in the morning attentively on our japa beads. Exclusive chanting without doing anything else. No phone, no messaging, no multitasking during japa. No. Exclusive japa. Absorbing and hearing the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. We must read Srila Prabhupada's books. We must hear from Srila Prabhupada and our Guru Gan. And then we must preach. We must follow the four regulative principles. We must preach. There's a story. Prithvi Vilas Madhuri, can I get 5 more minutes to speak? One story. Actually, we will stop
yes,
at 12 o'clock.
Yes, okay. Please go ahead.
Yeah. So, but let me see. Are there any questions here? Does anyone want to make any comments or questions? Because we can stop also. It is 12 o'clock. Hare Krishna. Chaitanya Charitamrit ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Does anyone have any comments or corrections or questions?
Hare Krishna Prabhuji. Please accept my most respectful obeisances. I have one question for you.
Yes, Prabhu.
We mentioned that we all should preach. Now, I can speak for myself. You know, my knowledge is not that great. You know, I'm tagging along in Krishna consciousness. So how can I preach? The only thing I can do is just take a book and without opening my mouth, give it to somebody. It's not much. But I mean, at the same time, I heard in one lecture that if you are not very, very knowledgeable or if not very advanced, don't preach because you may cause havoc in other people's lives. So how would you respond to that?
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Janeshwar Gauranga Prabhu. There are different ways of preaching. Doing a science of self-realization course or self-discovery course, doing a seminar on that, 5 or 7 part seminar on that is one type of preaching. Giving lectures in the temple is one type of preaching. Being a Bhakti Vriksha leader is one type of preaching. But there are other forms of preaching also. Book distribution is a very wonderful form of preaching also. That is also preaching. That is the Brihad Mridanga that we were referring to, that Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur mentioned, which is a very powerful preaching tool, book distribution. Yes, book distribution is a very powerful way of preaching. And whatever we have understood in Krishna consciousness, that we can preach. We don't have to quote any verses or shlokas. We don't have to. If we can, well and good. But if we don't, whatever we have understood, we can teach that and share that with others. We may create havoc in other people's lives as preachers if we speak beyond our realization or beyond our adhikar. Then there can be a problem, because Shruti Smriti Puranadi Pancharatri Vidhim Vina Aikanti Ki Harer Bhakti Utpata Eva Hikalpate. Srila Rupa Goswami writes that Shruti Smriti Puran Adi Pancharatri Vidhim Vina. If Aikanti Ki Harer Bhakti, if we practice Hari Bhakti or we preach Hari Bhakti without referring to the holy scriptures, Utpate Vahi Kalpate. It will certainly create Utpat. It will create great disturbance. So if we speak beyond our realization, beyond what we have heard from our spiritual mentors, then it may create a problem. But if we are repeating the words of Srila Prabhupada, if we are repeating the words of our acharyas, and whatever little we have understood, in a very humble way, we tell, these are not my words, these are the words coming from the acharyas in the parampara, and I am simply repeating them to you, Prabhu. If you have more questions, I can take you to other qualified devotees who can answer your questions. If in this mood we are just repeating the message of the parampara, then we will not create havoc. Then we will not create havoc. But there are many, many ways of preaching. In fact, I have heard from our Gurugan that the pujari in the temple is also a very big preacher, because he serves the deities with so much love. He dresses the deities with such dedication, with such sincerity, with such attention to detail, that when devotees come for Sunday feast and they take darshan, or even on the WhatsApp group every day when they take darshan of the deities, just by seeing the meticulous and loving deity worship, the hearts of the congregation become attracted to Krishna. That is preaching. So the pujari is also preaching by serving the deity nicely, because the deities are happy. If Radha, Madan Mohan, Gaur Nitya, Jagannath, Balda, Subhadra are happy when devotees come before them, or when devotees behold them during darshan, the deities will bless. And that is preaching. A new person comes to the temple and the deities are very happy with the service the pujari is doing. The deities will bless. The deities will be pleased to manifest their full powers and potencies in that temple where they are being served nicely. So the pujari is also preaching. The person who is singing very sweetly, very devotedly, very sincerely, Nam Sankirtan, and somebody hears, that is preaching also. I have seen so many people, they became devotees. They said, oh, we went to temple and that Prabhuji or that Mataji, oh, 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 what sweet kirtan they were singing. I became attracted by that only. That is preaching. Some devotees get attracted by nice prasad. Do that Mataji who is doing the cooking, that is preaching. So the cooks can preach, the pujari can preach, the kirtankar can preach, and also the kathakar can preach. Everyone can preach. And even the devotees who are sitting in the audience and listening, by their sadachar, by their Vaishnava behavior, by their humility, by their hospitality, they are also preaching. They are also preaching. I have seen so many devotees, they come and they say, oh, I came and I was so attracted to this one devotee because he was so friendly, so welcoming, so gentle, so humble, that I got attracted to Krishna consciousness because of this bhakta. That bhakta was not giving any lectures. That bhakta was not leading any kirtans. That bhakta was not a pujari or a cook. But he attracted by his good behavior. We may attract devotees by the way we are serving prasadam in the temple. Hari Bol, thank you for coming. Please, Prabhu, take more. You want more? Hare Krishna. Just the nice way we are serving prasadam, that can transform the hearts. In fact, His Holiness Bhakti Rasamrita Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Rasamrita Swami Maharaj, he was saying, what is preaching? He said, preaching means to bring people closer to Krishna, and when necessary, speak a little. He said, we should be preaching at all times, and when necessary, we should speak a little. Which means our behavior, the way we talk, the way we conduct ourselves, the way we behave, the way we perform our devotional service, the way we show hospitality, our dealings with others, all that is preaching. All that is preaching. And he says, and when necessary, you talk. So preaching is not just talking about Krishna. That is part of preaching. But our whole life, our whole existence should be an act of bringing people closer to Krishna. And that is preaching. Preaching doesn't mean I have more knowledge, so you sit down and you listen to me. Take notes. Where is your book? Are you taking notes when I'm speaking? Is my class being recorded? No, that is not preaching. That is not preaching. Preaching doesn't mean I am going to speak and you are going to hear. No. Preaching means to bring devotees closer to Krishna. That may happen by our behavior. That may happen by our cooking, by our singing, by our puja. It may happen in so many ways. So we are all preachers. Is that okay, Janeshwar Gaurang Prabhu?
Yes, Prabhuji, thank you so much. I mean, it really opens my eyes that it's the way you attract someone to Krishna consciousness is preaching, because you always have this conception that that preaching should be lectures and all that. But, you know, thank you so much for clarifying that.
Hare
and it, it reminds me that, you know, Prabhupada had all the qualities for most of the devotees. They said the biggest quality Prabhupada was the compassion, you know, which attracted. And, you know, if somebody, I mean, of course, Prabhupada was a very pure devotee, but even if somebody doesn't have any knowledge, but the compassion you can have others, which would attract their preaching. So thank you so much for that clarification.
Yes. Jai Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna.
If you have a few minutes after the class, I just want to talk to you. If it's possible, otherwise I can call you another time.
Yeah, no, you can call. No problem. Does anyone else have any comment or question or correction?
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dhanvat Pranam, our beloved Sister Prabhupada. So, it was so wonderful session, Prabhuji, and the lecture was very, very nice. Full of nectar. We heard so many things about Haridas Thakur and how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu blessed him. So, Prabhuji, just for clarification, this is not a question, clarification, for the clarification that Akbar invited Jiva Goswami for who is the potent, whether Ganga or Yamuna. So, yeah, we know that Yamuna is the kind of internal potency of Krishna. Ganga came from the lake. So Akbar somehow, I mean, he was against of the Hindu, right? He destroyed so many temple also and deity also. He theft
The debate happened because some Hindu pundits in the court of Akbar were having a disagreement whether Ganga is superior or Yamuna is superior. So to settle their dispute, Akbar said, call Jiva Goswami from Vrindavan. And he invited Jiva Goswami.
Okay, thank you, Prabhuji. Otherwise, I thought of why he is curious about whether the Ganga or Yamuna, it doesn't matter for him, right? So I thought of like that. So thanks for clarification, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna.
Like, and this one is very, very, you know, good, like this, the one verse you focus on 102 verse. Apane prachare kahe nakare prachar. Prachari karine kahe nakarana achar. Prabhuji, I'll try to memorize and I'll try to follow it and try to see, I mean, how much I can observe on this. Thank you so much. Such a wonderful nectar, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Ram Kumar Prabhu. Hare Krishna. Jai Srila Prabhupada. If there are no more questions, then Mataji, we can end.
Thank you very much, Prabhuji. Thank you so much for your very valuable time and association and for the very beautiful voice. Kamudiki Mataji.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much, Prabhuji, for your very enlightening class today. And we are very grateful to you. We look forward to your association again in future. If nobody has any question, we can end the call here. Vanshakalpatarupyascha kripasindubhya ivacha patitanam pavanibhyo vaishnavyo namo namah. Sri Chaitanya Mahacharitamrita ki jai.
Yeah.
Sri Prabhupada ki jai. His grace.
All good. All good. All
good.
All
good.
All good. All of you. Hare Krishna.
Thank you.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Dhanvat Pranam. Hare Krishna. Koti koti.
Thank you, Prabhuji.
Thank you, Babaji.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.